All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. We've got new artwork, so I want to thank our artist for that. It's really cool. I like it. He got my vision just perfect of what I wanted this to be. Grim ranting so loud that God and Jesus and the angels, the busty angels there, right? Because, I mean, what would heaven be without busty waifu angels, right? So, everybody's putting their fingers in their ears. They don't want to hear it, you know. But I am going to rant into the heavens. Okay, so, what am I going to rant about today? Well, first of all, the bitch finally got sentenced to 20 years. It's not enough. She's a fucking real-life Mistress Mamiya from Starless. Like, Ghislaine Maxwell was literally grooming these girls and fucking putting them into a place where they were probably sold to wealthy people to do God knows what to. Like, the shit that was literally going on in Starless where they would train these girls to do all kinds of shit. Or train these characters, rather, because there was a girl, there was a boy. But they would train them to do all this stuff, and then they would sell them off to these extremely wealthy CEOs and corporate guys that, like, and some people that were so rich and powerful, nobody even knew who they are. That's how much money they had. Then they would just do horrible fucking things to them for their own enjoyment. And, you know, you gotta think there's probably real shit that goes on like that. Like, that must have been the inspiration for the game, right? I mean, because it's a little true to life. The Epstein Island, there's so many famous people there. And, you know, one man doesn't work alone. There's more than what, you know, was just Epstein. There's probably a lot of other people that funded and worked with him. And those are the people we're talking about. Those are the people that were probably got the girls sold off to. And God knows what they're doing on whatever kind of islands or, you know, estates they have, you know, with high walls. I like one time I was watching a documentary and they said that there's so many high walls in Hollywood. And they're saying people with high walls usually have something to hide. And that's true. There's probably a lot of people out there with high walls that just have a lot of things that they don't want discovered and could destroy them. And that's probably just, you know, one of the things. Like, the Ghislaine Maxwell and the Epstein, dude, that's just the fucking tip of the iceberg. But yeah, she needs to be sentenced. Hopefully she gets yeeted so she can go to hell where the insect demons will grape her for eternity, because that's what they'll do. The insect demons are very happy right now, you know, they're wanting somebody to come in and basically give them some enjoyment, you know. Because the same old people get boring after a while. They need somebody that's truly fitting of a punishment like that. And I think that being graped by horrible insect demons for the rest of eternity or whatever is probably a very good punishment for that person. It's just a horrible fucking thing. You know, she was the madam that brought all the girls in. And I'm glad they didn't scot-free her, because I thought they were going to scot-free her. Oh, she's a woman. She didn't do nothing wrong. No, she did a lot of fucking things wrong. Like, it's just all bad. And, I mean, we've done shows where we went through the list of everybody that was there, supposedly there. And there's some big names. So, yeah, it's just pretty sick and revolting, and again, only the tip of the iceberg. God knows what else is out there. It's probably worse than that fucking game. As crazy as Starless is, man, there's way worse shit out there going on. I know it. And it's disgusting, you know. Warren Ellis wrote a book about this, Crooked Little Vein. Very good book. That last chapter, he said, you know, a lot of that stuff he got from stuff that he'd read and researched himself, you know. Of course, they'll call him a conspiracy theorist, but you know, that guy was working with Fox at one time. He worked with Netflix for the Castlevania, but he's also working with Fox. He's working with a lot of different companies at one time. Now he's just been completely relegated to the shadows because of the fucking bullshit scandal, which we won't even get into here. But
Yeah, she has been sentenced to 20 years, which, of course, she'll get yeeted. And then, of course, we have R. Kelly. Say what you want about R. Kelly. I mean, the dude, he was just as crazy and creepy, wanting these 12-year-old girls to pee on him. I mean, he knew what he wanted, but what he wanted was still pretty vile. Or is it a 13-year-old girl? I can't remember. What does that matter between 12 and 13, honestly? Still fucking vile. So, yeah. He went to... well, he's gonna be in prison. And... she's in prison. So, I think justice has been served. Justice obviously was served to Johnny Depp. So, of course, we've got Johnny Depp with justice served. We've got... man... see, Clarence Thomas did some great things when it comes to the gun laws. A lot of people are bitching about the abortion thing, but yeah, the gun laws, he made that firm. He made firm on the Second Amendment. So that's a good thing for gun owners. I mean, we can't get rid of all the guns and think that our creepy dude with a gun problem is going to go away. There's always crazy, creepy people, you know, in a world wherein seldom is 85% of men, and some, like, maybe 2% can't fucking handle it, apparently, but that seems to be growing to 5%, where they're just like, oh, I can't handle it, and they go crazy, and that's why we have this bullshit that we have. And it's also other concerns, you know, the guy was worried about, what, immigration, I think? I don't know, there's a lot of... shit that was going on, or maybe that was another shooter. That might have been the Pittsburgh shooter. There's been so many damn shooters, it's ridiculous, right? But yeah, he, you know, he's gonna be forgotten about. We're not gonna bring too much attention to him, you know. So I mean, it is what it is, guys. It is what it is. Well, Bastard came out today. That's on Netflix. It's a based anime. Should be. Hopefully, Grimm's gonna fucking download it and try it himself. Well, I've already did. So, I'll definitely watch it. Of course, I'm not supporting Netflix. Not after the cutie shit. No way. But I'm glad to see it. And Cold Rain, of course, did the theme. The song has absolutely nothing to do with it. It's a song about everybody wanting fame and power and money. And it's going out of control. I mean, there's literally a verse in the chorus where it's like, you're standing on the gates of, at the gates of hell, but you're still wanting more. It reminded me of Griffith from Berserk. Like, I mean, that's all he wanted was money, power, and fame. And it's like, how many men are you willing to sacrifice? You know, how far are you willing to go in the gates of hell to get what you want? And that's exactly what I think that they're trying to talk about in that song. It's really good. Because a lot of the other songs on that record haven't been hitting. Like, I listened to the other two singles, and they were kind of weak. But this new single, man, this, let's call Bloody Power Fame. But, yeah, that's it. Like, good fucking song. And, it's gonna be a good record, too. I can't wait for the new, fucking Cold Rain record. It's gonna be good. I'm gonna jam it just like I jam the rest of their discs. There ain't no growls or screams on the disc so far, and it's kind of surprising, because there used to be, like, some metalcore heaviness. I'm not really hearing that here, so maybe they're changing their style a little bit. I mean, they can't do the old shit forever, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is, folks. I'm still gonna enjoy their shit. I'm still gonna jam it. It's good stuff. But, at any rate, guys, I don't want to keep you too long. I hope you guys enjoy the new artwork, and I'll continue to have more things to rant about as they appear. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens.